This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You have to consider the context of the team. I think if you have a passing game where you have playmakers who can consistently produce explosive plays, you don't really need that special running back who can turn a 4-yard gain into a 25-yard gain, right? But if you don't have those guys, and Buffalo has kind of been struggling to find that guy. You saw that with the trade for Amari Cooper, that which didn't really work out, although he gave you a couple of splash plays when he first got there. I think you have to consider it. I think you have to consider maybe overpaying a running back who can turn those 4-yard gains into 25-yard gains.
Another angle on the Bills running back situation, if it is one, Steven Ruiz from The Ringer. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. James Cook pins an Instagram comment that he's looking for $15 million a year. Could he get it? 803-0550 is the number. Last year, or maybe 2 years ago, I think it was 2 years ago when it was this. After Kansas City trades Tyreek and wins. And how they just, well, no, I guess it's the year before when they did it. How, because they had won, it was a different kind of pressure on the organization to win again. And they had the, I guess you could say, the freedom of from their Super Bowl win to trade Tyreek Hill. Like, well, we've won, and we're going to do this. And the Bills didn't have that, if you will, luxury. It doesn't have to be how they thought. But it's, in my mind, you have to stay in the present. Chris Trapasso talking about the window, right? We're going to have another year of the window, whether the window's open. And I think Chris said what pretty much we'd all say, that with Allen, it's open. But what that means is he's going to play 15 years, right? And it's already been seven. So every year you have an urgency. And the kind of moves you make when you have urgency, they add up to put you at a point, well, maybe this was last year, where you have to sort of relax that. And I would say the Bills, you know, pretty much did that last year, trading Diggs and kind of hitting a reset button on their team. But here we are again, like, trade for Myles Garrett, you know, what? Who your wide receiver, your favorite wide receiver for money, the ideas that we like as fans that make us think, in this case, the Bills will have a like a better chance of winning a championship. You want to get to a point, well, how you do so is by winning a championship,
right,
you don't have like this sort of pressure to always be making moves, so-called sacrificing your future to, you know, take advantage of your window being open, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that that was proven out what the Chiefs did. I mean, they pit, you know, Hill was not washed up. He might be now, but he certainly was not when he got to Miami. He had a couple of very good years there when the quarterback was healthy. But they thought, all right, paying him this versus getting draft capital and replenishing And, you know, it worked. It worked well enough. They won two Super Bowls after making that move. And so, yeah, I think the fan base is more amenable. It's a little bit, it's sort of like the opposite of what we were talking about with Cook just now. Well, not just now, but in the first hour of the show, that if they had won and this came up, be like, yeah, fine, Pam, whatever you want, I don't care. Because, you know, we're just so happy that we won. Well, what the Chiefs did is like the opposite of that. They stopped, just didn't have to make a decision to pay a guy. They'd already committed that and decided, I want to get out from under this. And, you know, how much having won was part of that motivation, you know, I don't know. I don't know if they've ever really commented on, you know, other than it being financially responsible and replenishing the roster, if winning felt to them like this affords us the opportunity to do this. But that's right. The Bills don't have that luxury yet. So there will be, like, if this gets, you know, to be a thing where we're talking about it for weeks, if not months, this offseason. I don't mean every day, but, you know, it's there. Mm-hmm. It's not solved, and you got to figure it out. The Bills not having won yet, and Cook being such an important piece of the offense, will, you know, there'll be, I think, pushback. Because what have I done yet? You can't. He's a great player. He's the engine of the running game. You got to keep him. The running game's important. Remember. So it's harder. Really, it comes down to not necessarily trusting the organization, but I guess that's an okay way to phrase it. Do you do whatever you want? You won. If you want to divest yourselves of James Cook now, all right, I'm here for that. That sounds sensible and great. You haven't won yet? What? How many touchdowns did he have last year? What are you doing? There will be a lot of that, I think, which, you know, makes for great conversation.
Hopefully. Philadelphia is the copycat example this year by winning. I don't know if the Bills, it works to a point, you know, if you're trying to be like Philadelphia. Bill Barnwell had a tweet today about the Eagles. It's like they have spent up at skill positions and were rewarded for it. You'd want to be if you do that. That's Hurts. That's Barkley. That's A.J. Brown. That's Devontae Smith. High pick. You know, wide receiver two. We did get a team that won a Super Bowl with a great wide receiver two in the end. The line, but he said what they've also done is defensively get the draft picks right.
That's right.
And they're not spending, the guys they're spending the most on, like Ross Tucker told us in one case yesterday, weren't really on the field. So that tells you even more how well they've done with their picks. And so what does that mean? I mean, I think it's more likely the Bills lean into defense with their moves this offseason. I think most people would say that, given how the season played out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Will they use all three first, you know, 2-day picks on defensive players? Line, DB, maybe a third one of either. Yep. I could see that.
That's where cashing in big time on those premium draft picks is so vital, because that defense is littered with guys that are still on their first deals. I mean, a couple of prominent rookies in the secondary, and DeGene and Mitchell, and then up front, the tackles are in, you know, still on their rookie deals. Now, of course, that does not last forever, but that affords you, you've got a unit there that you feel like can be one of the best units in the league and really win for you. And okay, well then, I'll go big on Barkley on top of going big on AJ Brown and going big on my quarterback and going big on my second receiver and all that. I'm pushing that all off. Eventually, those bills, you know, you cannot do that forever. And where that'll get dicey for them is when it's time to pay Carter. And when it's time, you know, they've got a little bit of time, less with him than with the guys in the secondary, but eventually they're going to have to make some tough decisions. But the time to run the risk of kicking that can down the road is when you're all set up with cheap, relatively speaking, labor on the other side of the ball. On defense, you're set. You know you've got a top unit, and you know nobody really is making big money over there. I mean, maybe their highest-priced guy, like Ross said, Huff came over and got a free agent contract from the Jets, and he didn't even dress. It's rookies and just good picks that from 2-3 years ago now, and they just hit on it, and so that works for a period of time. You know, the Bills are not they're not quite there. They don't have that. Rousseau is not at the level of Jalen Carter, nor is Epenesa or even Oliver. Like, they don't have that embarrassment of riches of young guys on rookie deals that are just killing it for them on defense. Like, most of their guys are, oh, okay, that guy's okay. I don't need to go out and replace him. They're all fine.
I'm not sure. Are they fine? They're good.
Maybe they don't even reach the level of fine.
They're not fine because we're not fine.
Right. We want to get better.
The offense was fine. Cook, fine. Defense, not fine. So fine does not work, I think. Which is why we're talking about upgrading.
Right.
So we got a lot of time. George Strait will be at the stadium before any of these guys. George Strait is the king of country.
I saw that in a
what did that happen?
Advertisement. I don't know.
The king of country.
I don't follow it that wing of country closely enough to push back on it. I don't really know. But
I didn't know we had a king of country.
Like, okay, that's fine.
Fine.
Yeah, fine. I'm not gonna object. Yeah.
I didn't know we had a king of country. Who would have been? Who should be the king of country?
I'm trying to think of the guy. George Strait. Sorry.
Right. He's fine.
It was predictable.
Michael Jackson was the king of pop. Michael Jackson insisted on being called the king of pop. But just like pretty much everything else in his life, he always denied it. He blamed it on the media. People are making up lies about me. Even that. I mean, it got much more serious. But even that, the king of pop, like, was it MTV? I think it was MTV, where like they were told he wants to be referred to as the king of pop. Like, what? And then he's like, oh, why would they make up lies like that? The elephant man remains, right? How he want? Remember that one?
Yeah.
He wanted to buy the elephant man remains.
Yeah.
This can you still say elephant man? That was the guy. There was a famous guy.
I don't know what protocol on that is exactly.
Anyway,
I haven't thought about.
Can we even
it
talk
time.
About Michael Jackson? These days, I mean, that's controversial.
King of pop, king of country, king of rock and roll. Obviously, was Elvis Presley.
The king.
I don't think they've ever.
And he married. Little known fact: Michael Jackson married his daughter.
Yeah, that was.
But he denied it.
That was tough.
He did not deny it.
I don't think we've ever anointed a new king of rock and roll. I think Elvis sort of just lives on in that way. Queen of soul, Aretha Franklin. I don't know about a queen of pop.
Queen of pop.
Madonna, maybe it's queen of pop. I don't even know. I don't know.
Mariah?
I'm out on the royalty. I'm not sure anymore. Those ones I mentioned, I'm yesterday, all pretty sure of, but the rest I don't know.
Did you come into work the usual way yesterday, like through the lobby and up the stairs?
Yeah, the music was blasting.
The music
was
bad.
And it was like, but it was like, when I got here, it was like rock and roll.
I heard what sounded like an older country song.
I sound like an 85-year-old. It was rock and roll.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on out there.
I almost turned around and left.
I saw some teenagers smoking doobies out there, I tell you. Oh, my God.
But I noticed the music was back. I think yesterday was the first time I noticed it.
But it was not the usual sort of, oh, here's a nice piano version of Come As You Are by Nirvana. It was like there were guitars clanging when I came in. Like
vocals.
Vocals. Yeah, and it was much louder than it usually was.
Wonder why.
I think it was those kids smoking the doobies.
Who got that changed?
I didn't notice it today.
It's always been sort of sad and ironic to me that to work at a radio station, there's no music you ever hear from your, you know, once you turn your car off to ever, I guess. Like, never, there was no music. There used to be, but there's no music in the lobby. We share the building with different companies, so it didn't have to be like our show or anything like that, and not that we play songs. But anyway, something, Kiss or something, that wouldn't have to be because we share the building, like there's a dentist office and a real estate and different things. But then, you know, in here, still no, like,
right.
Now, though, yes, music is back.
Was back yesterday. Did you notice it today?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought of it again today.
I didn't think of it today when I came in.
Lines are open. We'll talk to Mike Jannetty from SpotTrack coming up in less than 20 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.